This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 11th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This date holds bitter memories. It's, after all, 9/11. It's a reminder of how tragedy can strike and shows us that we can overcome and grow and do more than survive. We can better ourselves and live life well. Yes, we've suffered. Now, today, despite the pandemic, we live. We have the option to cry and be immobilized by fear of the bad, or we can resolve to heal, to take care of ourselves, knowing without our health, all our other wishes and goals are meaningless and really not worth pursuing. Thankfully, regardless of what we witness or experience, our body is able to heal and we can take charge of our health. We're fortunate to be able to empower ourselves with information and use what we learn to look after ourselves physically, emotionally, financially, and in every way we wish so that we can live our days without regret. The pandemic has hit us hard, but the pain we have endured need not prevent us from enjoying our lives, moment by moment, day by day. Remember, storms do pass, and we, having weathered them, are better prepared when we next encounter an upheaval. We can choose to use our past to give us lessons so we are better able to navigate our now. Fond memories can strengthen our resolve to live our best and create moments so today we can glance back and say we did our best to live well and have the satisfaction of knowing we indeed tried, we lived, and moved forward as best we could. We can't change the past, but we can embrace the changed past trauma has brought and choose to build our lives, every part of us, to the best we can. No matter where or who we are, the desire for good health tops our list. We can listen and learn from the best how to maintain our physical body. And if we need to find a path to heal, thankfully we can seek help, fight our best fight, to feel well and enjoy our lives. Stress has been shown to have a huge impact on our health, so by improving all aspects of our lives and eliminating stressors, we build strength and are able to live better. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team, your team, will deal with financial wellness, with hormone imbalance, with vaginal health, with the impact of COVID and with relationships, with hearing your best, and share examples of home improvement, inaccessibility, and moving and downsizing and more. Our objective in this hour is to empower you to make informed decisions. Life sometimes forces us to put the brakes on. Then it's up to us to know when to press the accelerator and again chart our course and move on. The pandemic is our present challenge. Thankfully, we can immunize and have strategies to fight it. We can resolve to work on achieving and maintaining our best health. The better we feel, the more energy we have, and then we can live well and help others. No matter if it's crushed our dreams, we can build back better. It's not too late to reset your goals and set new ones. You can decide where you want to be after COVID. Tackle what gives you stress and blocks your progress. You can be sure your From a Woman's Perspective team has your back and will gladly answer your questions and support your positive actions. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer to call me, just take down the number 416-504-6777. It'll be repeated throughout the show, and I always welcome your calls. So let's get started with an important message and then deal with financial wellness with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, katherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, senior wealth advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan Financially to Be Single, Even If She's Not, joins us to help us address our financial wellness. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I don't know about you, but when I go to pay for things these days, whether that's to the grocery store, a meal from a restaurant, you name the product from a store, the bill is quite a bit more than it was a year ago. That is inflation, how much the cost of living goes up every year. And we're seeing a lot more inflation today than we had grown accustomed to over the last many, many years. As the cost of living rises, the amount of income needed from portfolios increases. And as inflation is coming in higher than expectations, inflation is one of the biggest financial challenges retirees face. This is a conversation we are having with clients now, educating about the effects of inflation to help them understand why we're making some of the adjustments in portfolios now to protect their income tomorrow in case inflation is here to stay. Our conversations typically start with an illustration of how long $1 million would last. Assuming a 5% rate of return, $40,000 annual withdrawal that goes up at the inflation rate we've been used to for so long now, which is about 2% per year, and at an average tax rate of 25%, that $1 million would be expected to last over 30 years. Perfect. But what if instead inflation goes up to 5%? Suddenly that $1 million would last 22 years. At 7% inflation, just 18 years. We have moved from someone retiring at age 65, having a reliable income at a 2% inflation rate to past the age of 95, to a retiree potentially running out of money in their early 80s. Inflation is a major threat to the security and reliability of retirement income. And that's why now is an important time to review your investment portfolios. There's two main areas to look at. One, and you've heard me say it before, is your portfolio tax efficient? Remember, taxes are most Canadians' largest expense during their lifetime. More important than what you make is what you keep. You keep more, you have more for the future to help offset the effects of inflation. Secondly, how your portfolio is invested. As always, within your risk tolerance, now may be a time to revisit your investments. Do you have the right types of bonds and other low-risk investments for a potentially inflationary period? Or are you at risk of not only interest rates not keeping pace with inflation, but potentially having capital losses as well? Do you have the right types of stocks or equity with a history of increasing their dividends, and or are in the areas of the markets that do well during inflationary times? Because there are areas of the market that do quite well during periods of inflation. Just like our physical and mental well-being requires regular checkups and sometimes changes, so does our financial health and well-being. A regular financial check-in and portfolio adjustments are very important to being able to enjoy a lifetime of reliable income.
I'm taking a deep breath and absorbing what you said. The effects of inflation, things that could stress us, and there's a way to avoid it, a review, looking at taxes, looking at investments. I'm just trying to summarize what I've learned from you today, Leslie, and I thank you. But if someone wants to talk to you about their financial wellness, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, The Farwell Group. You can maintain financial independence and comfort if you look after yourself. Financial wellness on the list for good health. A healthy financial picture will lessen your stress and keep you healthy. Leslie, thank you for that good information, and I appreciate it and look forward to speaking to you again.
I look forward to speaking with you too.
Next, we'll speak with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and she'll give us her weekly tip. Then we'll chat about hearing with our hearing instrument specialist, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. And our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller, will visit us, followed by conversations with Dr. Faye Weisberg of the Fem Renew Clinic. We're going to talk vagina. And we're going to speak with Dr. Vivian Brown as well. So lots more to come, so you can listen, learn, enjoy from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And I understand today we're going to talk about 10 signs of hormonal imbalance. So looking forward to that. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So hormones really affect every aspect of our well-being, including our appetite, our zest for life. And sometimes it can be frustratingly difficult to actually see what's going on and sort of balance some of our hormones. So when we think of our hormones, really our hormones are messengers. They deliver instructions to the rest of our body, and they regulate so many things, including mood and appetite, stress, metabolism, sleep, sexual function, even blood sugar. So we all experience some hormonal imbalances over the course of our lifetime. You know, when we think about puberty, that's one example when our hormones are really out of balance. Middle age, of course, women will experience menopause. And even men aren't immune from midlife hormone imbalances. Usually around the age of 40, men's levels of androgens, that which are the male hormones like testosterone, start to decline at about 1% per year. So the kind of signs that we look for when we're looking at hormone imbalance, there's about 10 of them that I'm going to point out. And one of them, the first one is actually bad PMS, things like wild mood swings, unexplained sadness and irritability. Mood swings is the second one. So sometimes even postmenopausal, we can get mood swings, and they can roller coaster as well. And that can apply to both men and women. Fatigue is a third one, for example. So an imbalance often leads to unexplained fatigue. And that can be related even to things like thyroid hormones in particular. Low sex drive, certainly lower levels of estrogen in women and testosterone can often lead to loss of libido. Irregular periods, for example, low levels of estrogen and difficulties with thyroid levels can actually lead to periods that don't actually follow a regular 28-day cycle. Weight fluctuations is often something I focus on with a lot of patients, and certainly a lot of hormones can really influence our weight, different aspects and different times in our lives. Food craving. Studies have actually found and suggested that hormonal fluctuations can lead to cravings for sweet and high carbohydrate food. Brain fog, that feeling of not being able to think clearly, can certainly be influenced by many hormones. Headaches, for example, low levels of estrogen can increase headaches. And even sleep problems, disruptions, for example, in levels of hormones like melatonin can lead to issues with our circadian rhythm. So there's quite a few areas that I've focused on. Next week, I actually want to talk about some ways to restore our hormonal imbalance. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about hormonal imbalance and how to restore their health, they can actually give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhill.com. naturopathic.ca.
Well, I would normally repeat them, but since there's 10, if you're interested in discussing hormonal imbalances and finding out how you can deal with them naturally, just give Dr. Betty a call for a complimentary consultation. The phone number, 905-707-2001. And the contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. Dr. Betty is on the sponsor expert list. So you can get in touch, ask your questions, and get your answers. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to speaking to you next week and finding out how we can deal with hormonal imbalances naturally.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
There was once a time when if you could not hear, you just had to accept it. Today, thanks to amazing technology, impaired hearing can be dealt with and you can hear well once again. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto knows all about hearing devices and stays up to date on what the innovations are that come to market as well. He joins us now to keep us informed on how to hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So what a great topic of discussion today, for which I have the perfect story. We have been serving a longtime client by the name of Carl. Carl has a unique hearing loss called a cookie bite hearing loss, which is named as such because of the shape on the audiogram. Now, this type of hearing loss makes it more difficult to functionally hear speech in noise. His last pair of hearing aids were good, but in Carl's salsa dancing class, he was really having a hard time hearing the instructor. I asked if he was willing to try a new set of hearing aids to see if they would help him more than his current hearing aids. Carl was willing, and so I set up a pair for him to take. Now, these new hearing aids offered something that his current hearing aids did not, which would actively help him hear speech even more in difficult situations, like his salsa class. Well, at his follow-up, he came in, and he was thrilled with how much better he was able to hear the instructor during all the music and everything else that they were doing. Now, there are times where we are limited by our own abilities. And there are times where the technology that we're using is the limiting factor. Now, I believe we need to explore the edges of these limits so that we can live our best lives.
So basically you're saying Carl needed hearing aids that had a better capacity. And once he did that, he could hear and wouldn't be frustrated anymore.
Exactly.
So if someone wants to talk to you about hearing aids they have and see if they're the best ones for them or to optimize them, how do we reach you?
The best number to reach me at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You have one pair of ears. The technology is there to help you, and Edmund Ivazian and his team have the knowledge to perfect it for you. All it takes is a phone call, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. Thanks for sharing Carl's story, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Take care.
Now, if you find yourself alone and are ready to meet someone new, you have a Cupid on you from a Woman's Perspective team who can help you find a good person and, in fact, the right person. Her name, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Linda. Happy your voice is back.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate you mentioning that. So I had a great week this week, lots of happy couples. We had some really good people come in, which is amazing. And, you know, when you have people that you think, wow, you're going to do great with the service. And last week I was speaking to someone who's just brand new, and she met someone who was brand new. And Sandy, you know, said, you know, I've been out with Ken, and it was just so great to go out with someone who is intelligent. And, you know, she said one of the weird things about dating, you know, in her 60s is that, you know, they say you can meet somebody at the grocery store, at the gym. And she said, but that is always so awkward because you're talking to people, you have no idea whether they're single or not, no idea whether they're interested or not. So she said they both kind of talked about a lot of things, but one of the things they did talk about was Misty River and the fact that when you go on a date with somebody, you know they have the similar intention. So you know that they're single, that they're you know, motivated to meet someone that they know all about you and that they have agreed that, yes, this is somebody who sounds interesting to them. So she said that that was nice just to take the awkwardness out of it. And they had a great day. They went for a lovely high tea and then they walked around and enjoyed the weather. And she was mentioning to him that she had some car troubles, and lo and behold, Ken called her back and said, you know, you need to make sure that when you're talking to your mechanic, I Googled this information for you and you should mention this. And she thought, well, that's really thoughtful. Not only did he listen to, you know, what was going on in my life, but he actually weighed in on it. So she said they're very excited to spend more time together. They've made plans for this upcoming week. And so I hope it really works out with Sandy and Ken. They're great. Great couple, I think, and they were very excited.
Well, I think that I mentioned at the beginning of the show that stress causes us not to be well. And I'm sure happiness lessens the chance of being unwell because you get all those endorphins. So by lessening stress and making people happy, building relationships, and your job is really a medical job. You're helping us stay well.
Well, they do say that people that are happily married live longer and live more healthy. They have less health problems than people that are single. So I thought that was kind of an interesting study that was done. And I certainly think that, you know, I've had many, many people say to me over the years, I'm just so much happier. And you know, they seem sort of much more well.
We're talking about being well and making the most of our lives. And if someone's ready to meet someone new and they want to start over fresh, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, but normally we're 9 to 5. You can call 416-777-6302. You can visit our website, Misty River Intros, which has a wealth of information. So mistyriverintros.com. There's a toll-free number on there. There's a chat feature, so if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone but you have questions, we're always happy to answer those, and it's an actual person on the other end of the computer. And when you pick up the phone and give us a call, you'll be speaking to myself or one of my colleagues, and we're always happy to weigh in and give you an idea if we have what you're looking for in your area that meet your criteria. I also write a dating blog on the website, so that's always interesting because a lot of people have the same questions. So over the years, I'm used to those questions, and I've kind of formulated a bit of a blog to answer some of those regular dating questions that people have time and time again.
Well, being happy is always wonderful, and being healthy, top of our list. And if we're ready to meet someone new, we can lessen the stress and have the guidance of Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions. The phone number again is 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing Sandy and Ken's story, and I look forward to hearing the progress.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Now Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then we'll talk vagina with Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic. Then get our deal of the week for property north of Toronto from realtor Melanie Martin. And there's lots more to come. All of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to empower us to take charge of our health, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about women and the pandemic. And what we would look at is the socio-cultural impact of the COVID pandemic and women, because women have experienced this slightly differently than men have, and there's some research that backs this up. What we know, for example, is women are more likely to work part-time in support industries and retail, and therefore women have been more likely to experience job loss. Women often have a greater household burden, even if they've retained their jobs, and they're more likely impacted by decreased work productivity, less academic publications by women, dramatic decreases in what women have been able to do outside of the home. Unfortunately, there's been a greater risk for domestic violence, and around the world, it's up by 25 to 33%, which is really high numbers. We know that there's increased tensions in the household, greater isolation, loss of support networks, greater depression in women than in men, and we're also concerned that there has been losses of autonomous reproductive decision-making, women deciding whether to have a baby or not. And we're lucky in Canada, abortion was considered an essential service, as is contraception, but that's not true everywhere else in the world. Furthermore, women are more likely to be in healthcare, women are more likely to be support workers in long-term care facilities, they're more likely to be patients in long-term care facilities, as well as caregivers, and so they've had more exposure and greater disease burden. So I think we have to think about the women in our lives. We have to think about our neighbors, our family, our cousins, uncles, aunts, and really look to see how we can be supportive of the women we know, because women are suffering, and I think it's globally, but I think we need to start locally in our own communities, in our own families, with our own friends and neighbors.
So basically, COVID is having an impact on both men and women, but especially on women. And if someone's feeling depressed, do you recommend they go to their doctor?
Absolutely. You know, I am a family doctor, and of course, I'm biased for family medicine, but family medicine is always a good place to start. If you're struggling, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, we know that mental concerns are way on the rise in the last year or two. And so, yes, I would advise you to consult your doctor. And if your doctor's not available and this is urgent, by all means, go to the hospital. There's a crisis team in the hospital who can see you if you're having a significant issue.
So once again, practical information from Dr. Vivian Brown. Her book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a bestseller across Canada. It's available in most good bookstores and you can ask for it. And I have special signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and I'm happy to send one out if you wish to order it for me. All you have to do is call 416-504-6777. In my opinion, every woman should be empowered to look after herself and take charge of her health. And this book helps you, and you should have it. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to learning again from you next week.
Sounds good.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now we'll speak with gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic and discuss an aspect of women's health that most of us shy away from. We'll talk vagina with Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic, our guru. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm so happy I've got such positive feedback from women who are happy to be able to hear about their vaginas and their vaginal health. So thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for making that a topic on this show.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you do provide a safe place for us to discuss an issue that a lot of women do complain of, but very, very few women like to talk about. So well done.
Well, tell us about the clinic and what you can help us with.
FemRenew was developed out of the necessity of being able to provide women a safe, comfortable place to talk about vaginal dryness that results in painful intercourse, bladder issues, and discomfort down in the pelvic region. And there was no such area before. The only treatment that was available for women before I opened up FemRenew was either hormones or gels and lubricants that actually don't work. And I brought in a treatment called Mona Lisa Laser, and it's a non-hormonal, local, pain-free treatment that actually reverses the changes of menopause for women, so it restores vaginal health to where it was before menopause using this non-invasive, non-hormonal treatment method. And there was such a need for women and women's health to have something to help women deal with the aging process of their vulva and their pelvis.
Well, women tend to not talk about it and self-medicate, and they don't know about you. So tell us more about the Mona Lisa Laser.
So the Mona Lisa Laser is a non-hormonal, non-invasive treatment. It's similar to like a resurfacing of your face and skin that women get all the time. And what it does is it's a non-painful 5-minute procedure. We do three treatments that are 6 weeks apart, so a total of three treatments initially, and it completely changes the tissue of the vaginal walls and makes it to where it was before menopause, so moist with feeling and blood flow and collagen and fibroblasts. And it basically restores the vagina back to where it was before menopause. And what's exciting about that is most women, or not a lot of women, want to use hormones at all. And if they're not using hormone replacement therapy for menopause, they feel like they don't want to add any hormones. And this is a non-hormonal method that works as well as estrogen does to maintain and restore the vaginal walls. And it makes a difference, not just with intimacy. However, it makes bladder feel better. There's less itching and discharge, and it overall changes the feeling of the vagina in menopausal women.
So for women listening who want to explore their vaginal health and know if they're healthy, you're a gynecologist. Do we need a referral to come to the FemRenew clinic?
No. If women want to explore their vaginal health and menopause, they can call my office at 416-924-4666. They can go to my website, femrenew.ca, and there's a link to send an email to me. We can call you and set up an appointment. We can do a phone consult before you come in, and we can talk about what we can do to help with whatever ails the vagina, shall we say.
And 416-924-4666 is the phone number.
Yes.
FemRenew.ca. There's a link from my website, marylins.ca. You don't need a referral, but I'm happy to refer you to Dr. Faye Weisberg. Mm-hmm. And you can find out exactly what she can do for you. You can rejuvenate your vagina. You can deal with your health first and know that you're doing something good for yourself rather than seeking answers and hiding in corners. Thank you, Dr. Weisberg, for speaking vagina on From a Woman's Perspective.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks, Dr. Faye. Fresh country air has long been a prescription for people who suffer with lung disease. Recently, a doctor of a friend of mine with allergies to city air was advised to escape the city and explore a new life where the air would be less toxic to her. She has since been in touch with realtor Melanie Martin and looking to move north of Toronto so she can breathe easier. And now Melanie joins us with her deal of the week. So good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and I actually have just a quick tip for our listeners. If you're looking up north, don't waste a trip. Call Melanie, and Melanie does the legwork for you. In other words, I have tools in my hands on the computer to do overviews of the property that you're thinking of coming up to see. I make sure there's no rail line in behind or a garbage dump beside it. So I'm helping a lot of clients lately just to do that overseeing first and save you the trip. So it's really important to kind of, you know, plan your trip ahead of time and know you're not going to waste it. So also, Marilyn, I'm going to tell you, I love my beautiful Orr Lake. I'm on Orr Lake. That's only an hour outside of Toronto. I have two properties right in front of me right now that are for sale. If you want a small little starter cottage, a two-bedroom, on a decent 50 by 460 feet lot, right on the lake, 50 feet, you've got a small little cottage, two-bedroom, and it's only $649.9. So that's a pretty good entry level for a beautiful little lake and a nice dock out front and catch the sunsets. you're close to the store, the LCBO, you're only 15 minutes to hospitals and Barry, and you're actually across the road almost from a golf course. There are ski hills all around here. So that's your entry level $649.9. But I also have a nice property that is actually probably maybe not as deep a lot, but it's a wider lot. It's 100 feet frontage on Ore Lake, and this is a large 2,300 square foot five-bedroom home with two full washrooms. This might even be good for two families to kind of live together. You only share the kitchen, of course, but I think at $1.2 million, it still is a pretty good deal for this size of home on Ore Lake, 1 hour from the city.
And these front on the lake, which people seem to find impossible to find. So you found treasures from $649.9 to $1.2 million. There's something for everyone, it seems, if you drive an hour north of Toronto.
I think there's something for everyone if you call Melanie, because I'll find it. I just never give up.
Well, what's your phone number, Melanie?
Yeah, call me at 1-800-357-4193. And we'll find the dream.
Find the dream at the right price. All you need is the right person. And Realtor Melanie Martin will listen, search, and help you find your dream home north of Toronto. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. You gave me two deals. Let's see if we can get a great one next week, too.
For sure. Thanks, Marilyn. Everyone take care.
Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to add light to our lives and find a path to stress-free lives as well. So good morning, Catherine.
Hi, I'm so glad to hear your voice, Marilyn. You're just a breath of fresh air.
And likewise, we like each other on this team.
Yeah.
So what do you have for us today?
Yeah, I heard your message earlier, Marilyn. And yes, today we remember some sobering issues about the things we cannot control. And this can sometimes make us worry more and maybe not trust each other so much. But what we can do here is to take charge of ourselves in our own space. And that's my job here. Many people seem to be collecting things, and that's okay if it makes you feel better. And yet many people are still unhappy about their homes and trying to find the balance and joy. And I really wish to remind all of you listeners that your home is yours. So think about staging it for you. Feng Shui encourages you to set things up to work for you and no one else. So today, we can lift some of the worry and angst. I'm going to show you how to be selective about what we have in our home. So let's look at culling some things that we don't need anymore, things that don't support us, and surround yourself with only the things that you love. So let's start with one shelf. Take everything off the shelf, just one shelf, dust it, and if you love it, put it back on the shelf. And if it no longer has a purpose, just set it in a box to move along. And the next day, look at another shelf. And before you know it, you'll be making a habit of just tidying and putting things in their place in only 10 minutes a day. Life is for the living, so let's enjoy it. You are in control. I'm able to help. I can get out to see you now for home visits. Yay! And I also teach through virtual consultations and weekly classes. Right now, we have a new self-study class starting week of September 19th, and it's called Love Your Home Again. I just love this. I'll take you through your whole house over 8 weeks so you can enhance the areas you need to and learn to love your home again. So please let me know if you'd like to join our classes soon.
So if anyone wants to speak to you about either taking the course or having guidance personally so that they can love their home again, how do we reach you?
There's more information through my website. That's a plethora of information, catherinewilking.com. Or you can just call me directly and ask for any questions. I'm at 905-599-2693.
You can have a healthy home and a healthy mind, and you can use feng shui to get there. Catherine Wilking, with a K and a Y, Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Wilking. All you have to do is log on to the website, marylands.ca, and her contact information is there. And I'll repeat her number, 905-599-2693. You can get started, and 10 minutes a day, you can move mountains. Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. I'll talk to you again next week.
After a couple of messages from your team, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and more, all from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Today, we've been focusing on being healthy in mind, body, spirit, in every aspect of our lives. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I remind you that when you look good, you feel better. So what you wear can boost your spirits and give you confidence. Closets full of clothes don't do what a comfortable, flattering wardrobe can do. And less can be more. When your clothes fit all aspects of who you are, and you love to wear them and have the benefits of a pulled-together look, a wardrobe, you can look good and feel better. So if you have gained the COVID-15 or more, if your clothes don't fit your current lifestyle, if somehow your view of yourself has shifted so you don't look forward to dressing for your day, take heart. You can start fresh with 8 pieces of clothing and get 24 changes, and I can show you how to do that. It's quite easy. My Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up is a great start. Start by releasing what you know you won't wear, and then review the rest by using my closet organizing instruction sheet on my website, marilyns.ca. I'm happy to be your wardrobe doctor and help you pull your best look together. One call to get a date and time to get started, and I'll be your personal stylist, and you'll be able to dress to look your best effortlessly and feel confident and comfortable every day. Also, know that next Saturday is September the 18th, and Donna Smythe is doing her bra fitting at my store, Maryland's. It's not too late to experience an amazing healthy bra. All you have to do is call 416-504-6777. You can organize a time for a bra fitting and your personal styling appointment with me. Each of us can enjoy feeling better when we've done a little work to look our best. And you have me, Marilyn Weston, as your wardrobe doctor, so you can't lose. I definitely won't let you down. Take the number down and call 416-504-6777. I promise you'll be glad when you do. In a moment, I'll be back as your host with Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. I almost forgot. There are 2 more things happening Saturday, September 18th. Dorothy Mazzeau is having her Golden Girls workshop at 12:30 on Zoom. And the Needlework Guild is inviting you to York Minster Park Baptist Church for their Knit in the Park. For either of these events, just give me a call at 416-504-6777.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why strength train? The physiological and psychological benefits of strength training are tremendous. You don't have to spend an enormous amount of time to obtain toned, strong muscles. But for positive health gains, 2 to 3 times a week is adequate. Here's what you can expect from a moderate weekly training program. Strong bones, which are more dense. This is crucial to help prevent the development of osteoporosis in women. Better posture because your muscles are balanced. This improves the overall integrity and protection of the spine. Daily activities and sports will be much easier to perform. Muscle tone and definition will improve along with improved shape, size, and symmetry. Strength training adds more muscle, increasing your body's energy requirements. We therefore burn calories at a higher rate even at rest. Reduction in body fat because of the increased number of calories used. Increased coordination and neuromuscular function. Once you've been training, you will use more muscle fibers per muscle contraction than an untrained person will. If you're an athlete, strength training can improve power, flexibility, and agility. You feel stronger, more confident, and operate with a higher level of self-esteem. Also, reduction in risk of injury because your muscles and connective tissues are much stronger. Now, these changes do not occur at the same time or overnight, but if you're diligent with your program, you certainly can expect to see significant differences in both your body and how you feel and relatively in a short period of time. So call me at 416-809-4084 to find out what strength training can do for you, or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
And I see results in my body thanks to you. Just give Christine a call, have a conversation, and see if it's something you would like to do. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, since staying healthy involves lessening and eliminating stress in your life, know that any downsizing and moving project can be tackled and leave you smiling as long as you have the guidance of our experienced senior move manager, Lori Bell, of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, on this 20th anniversary of 9/11, I wanted to share a message not of sadness, but one of reflection and ultimately one of hope. We're here in Canada, most of us double-vaxxed, and we do have so much to be grateful for. We've witnessed a lot of change of late, and many have experienced losses as we work our way through these crazy and increasingly polarized times. Things feel uncertain right now, and that in itself creates anxiety. We're facing an election that really no one wanted, and that too is creating more unknowns. We're living in a challenging period of history, but there are things we can do to feel more in control of our lives and indeed our health. We can't control what others do around us, but we can make choices that reflect who we are and who we want to be going forward. Do we want to be part of a community, province, and country that does the right thing for ourselves and for others? Do we want to keep the hope alive that we can successfully navigate the challenges in front of us? Can we stay mostly positive through these difficult times? I believe we can. We can make the choice every day to do the next right thing, and in doing the small things that we can control, we'll shape the bigger positive things around us. For me, one part of staying healthy through difficult times is about being grateful for the people and experiences in our lives that bring us warmth and joy, even if we might be feeling more than a bit vulnerable. We may not always be brimming with confidence these days, but small moments can be beautiful. And if we're focused on what we can't enjoy right now or in what's missing from our lives, we may just miss the magic and the times that we have right here and right now. This wasn't my usual happy story, Marilyn, but in the meantime, you can create your own unique recipe for hope and for good health right here and right now. You might find that your hopeful feelings are contagious and you'll be leaving others with a smile.
Well, that's why you're successful at what you do. You do help people through a very difficult and challenging time when they have to downsize and move. If someone wants to talk to you, Lori, about planning the move in their future, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106, and we'll take the uncertainty out of your upcoming move.
416-697-8106. Lessen the stress in your life, enjoy the moments, and take the advice of Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thanks, Lori.
Take care, Marilyn, and have a great week.
No one wants to be injured. There are stats that show you that your own home, in fact, your own bathroom, has hazards that create many health problems, especially for seniors. Someone who identifies these hazards and eliminates them before there's a fall and subsequent injury is accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, and he joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I really want to help you identify the hazards in your bathroom And I want to give the example of Mrs. Smith, because I recently just went to her house for a total home safety check, and we focused on the bathroom. And I asked Mrs. Smith, how do you get in and out of your bathtub? And she showed me. She grabbed the side of the corner of the shower, and she grabbed the side of the tile, and she doesn't have anything to grab onto. And I said, thank you very much. Now, how do you get up and down from the toilet? And she showed me how she gets up and down. She grabs the side of her vanity, and tell me if this is you at home, and she just grasps herself up with that top of the vanity herself, and then as she gets up, she grabs her towel bar. Now, I want to tell you what a hazard is, grabbing onto a towel bar, because they're meant for a towel. They're only meant to hold a few pounds of weight, not your body. Same with getting up from your vanity. If you hold on from the top, you might forget that there's water there, and you can slip and fall. Same with your shower. Tiles are very slippery, so you need to add support, be proactive, and add something that you can actually grab onto that holds 500 pounds of weight. So that's what we do on a total home safety check to avoid that hazard of falling.
So what would you recommend that Mrs. Smith does?
Mrs. Smith needs to have at least 2 grab bars in her shower. One of them could be a soap disc grab bar, so it looks designer, it's dual purpose, and we can just call it a soap disc. It's not even a grab bar because it looks that great. And right by her toilet, we can put toilet safety frames. So these can come unattached in the future if you ever go to sell your home. It's nothing permanent, and she has 2 handles to lift up from, and it's very secure. And lastly, a towel rack grab bar. So this goes into the wall, you can put your towel on it, and it has the bar for you to hold on to. Holds 500 pounds of weight, and you can know that you're safe in your bathroom.
So obviously, a total home safety check can save falls and injury. How do we reach you for that?
You can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And to show special quickly?
Yeah, so if you want a total bathroom check, we can focus on the bathroom check. Usually $59.95, I'll come to your house and show you a design, show you the ideas, and show you pictures. Usually $59.95, I want to give it away for free for the first 2 callers this week.
So you can't go wrong when you call accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, 647-206-6409. Look after yourself, customize your home, and make it safe, and you won't have any regrets. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. So once again, 60 minutes have passed, and I hope this show has made you aware of possibilities open to you so you can rebound from the challenges we've encountered, including the pandemic. Instead of wishing to make things as they once were, strive to move on in your life. Our old habits took years to build, but if you wish to, you can rebuild. You can release the past and start anew. You can build your future empowered, knowing that you're armed with a fresh perspective and have the help of your From a Woman's Perspective team here. Now, today, you can take your life on. You can take charge of your health, your wealth, your surroundings, your relationships. In fact, you can drive your life on the course you choose. Use past challenges and traumas to strengthen your resolve to live your best now. Work on your health. Persist and focus on your goals and know a brighter future is possible. Together, we can emerge better from the dismal days of the pandemic. We've encountered traumatic times and lived through them before, and we can again. Plus, we have the experience to strengthen us now. Today is an opportunity to focus on your overall well-being. You can seek the knowledge to get and be healthy. You can broaden your perspective and go beyond your physical health to work on your finances, your relationships, your surroundings. And as you gain confidence and lessen the stress in your life, you'll feel better and you'll be able to find what you can do to smile more and to enjoy your days, being productive and safe. You can be in charge of yourself and your life and deal with whatever you deem important. Create your own list. Put your health first, and then write whatever you want to accomplish and go for it. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. There are 10,080 minutes until we speak again here from a woman's perspective. In that time, you can get started. You can reach out to each or any of your From a Woman's Perspective team. Ask your questions, empower yourself, and know that you're embracing the knowledge you need to better your life. It's our pleasure to hear from you and guide you if you wish. Our contact information is always available on my website, marylins.ca, under the sponsor expert list, or when you call me. The number last time, 416-504-6777. Know you have time and you have knowledgeable professionals who you can call upon. All you need to do is prioritize your goals and get started tackling them one at a time. I'm going to say goodbye now. Stay safe and well until we speak again here on Zoomer Radio next Saturday at 8 a.m. Please take care of yourself. Look after yourself. Be the best you can be, and all will be well. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.